Brian, thanks so much for your time this morning.
G'day, Tess. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I think here in Sydney, it is very easy for us to be quite ignorant of the realities of what is happening out on the farms in the west of New South Wales and up into Queensland. Could you paint a bit of a picture for us? What's it like living day to day in the drought-affected farmland?
Well, mate, if you go across those Blue Mountains and look at the plains out here, well, it's just a dust bowl, really. I've never seen a drought so horrific as... And I've never seen come across farmers so poor in my life. I mean, I was a farmer myself once, but what these people are going through is just catastrophic, mate, and unfortunately the government is not very sympathetic to them.
And I imagine this has spurred people into reaching out to you and Aussie Helpers. So what sort of help are people seeking from you guys the most?
Well, Tess, we actually have teams of people who go out in four-wheel drive vehicles. We actually visit properties. We don't just ring them up and... because everyone will just say, oh, we're all right. But we go and talk to them face-to-face, sit down with them, have a cup of tea and just discuss their situation. If they need assistance, and not everyone does, but if they need some assistance, we can help them out with whether it be stock feed or human food or psychological counselling or virtually anything we can do these days.
And I found that point as well about the psychologist. You've got a virtual psychologist system, really, really interesting. How helpful have you found it, I guess? You know, the stereotype is that, you know, blokes out on the farm don't necessarily want to be talking about their feelings, all that sort of fun stuff. What's your experience been like?
Well, I suffered from depression once myself. I know how bad it is, but we started virtual psychologists off from... really, because men wouldn't go and talk to psychologists about their problem. There was a lot of suicides, and that was during the last drought, big drought in Queensland. But even now, we're finding that, you know, there's been a couple of suicides up around the Tamworth area in the last couple of days. But we invented a texting service where people can actually text to one of our psychologists, and just they can remain anonymous, and they're copping between 60 calls a week. And believe it or not, Tess, 80% of the callers or users of this program are blokes.
Yeah, wow. Those are some staggering numbers, 50 to 60 a week.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's just something that was needed. I mean, it costs us something like $500,000 to run, but it just works and it's saving lives.
And with feed as well, I was reading, it's getting really just too expensive to truck in from out of state. And right now, the New South Wales Farmers State Conference is ongoing, and attendees are calling for freight subsidies from the state government. What are your thoughts on that situation? Do you think it's likely to happen?
Well, Tess, in Queensland, they get fodder freight subsidies, but New South Wales government has taken that away. It took it away a couple of years ago. And what that caused was put a lot of farmers into severe debt because they've had to pay up front for feed and for cartage and stuff like that, where once upon a time they just get an invoice and they pay it 30 days later or something. But a lot of these feed companies have just been manipulating the market. And, you know, say, for example, a ton of oat and hay used to be costed at about $100 a tonne about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and now it's between $400 and $600 a tonne.
Wow.
It's just out of proportion. There's a lot of greed happening, and it just shouldn't be happening, and the government should be doing something to standardise prices on these things, because it's just, honestly, I've never seen so many dead stock in my life on properties. Cattle are just dying from starvation. Sheep are dying from starvation. And it shouldn't be happening. If they had this fodder subsidy scheme in place 12 months ago, a lot of this wouldn't be happening. And, you know, if they wanted to do something, they could backdate it 12 months to give these people some cash flow, which they haven't got now.
So, you know, I guess here in the cities, we can sort of watch this unfold and feel a little bit helpless sometimes. Is there anything that we can do to help out our farmers and rural Australians?
Well, I can support Aussie Helpers because that's all we do, mate. And we only help primary producers. We don't do any other sort of charitable work. That's what we've always done for us. So this is our 17th year now. But, yeah, we've probably helped over 10,000 families in that period.
Yeah, wow. It's a really brilliant work you do. We'll pop the link to the website up in the podcast. But, Brian, thank you so much for your time this morning.
All right, Tess, a simple way to do it. If people want to do a credit card donation, just ring 1-300-665-232.
No worries. We'll pop the number up on the website. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks very much, Tess.